with seriousness.
Na početku ovog seminara moram da vas suočim sa ozbiljnim vestima.
Please be attentive, and if you wish to discuss the many important things, the sun is very good now, it's very warm outside.
Zamolio bih vas da budete jako, jako pažljivi, a ako želite da razgovarate o nekim bitnim stvarima, onda je jako lepo napolje na suncu.
And just this morning someone has died.
Upravo ovog jutra neko je umro.
Mr. Rajko Mali, the father of Dalia from Slovenia, has expired. He was a very good man who discussed with her, with his daughter, often Krishna consciousness, and we request all the devotees to send the blessings in his direction, because it's not easy to leave the body and then go onwards to the next if you are not an exalted soul.
I u pitanju je gospodin Rajko Mali, koji je u stvari otac Baktin Dalije iz Slovenije, i on je jutros napustio telo, i onda bismo vas sve zamolili da uputite blagoslove u njegovom pravcu, zato što za sve one koji nisu jako uzvišene duše, nije baš tako lako napustiti ovo telo i onda putovati ka drugom.
Therefore, please, let us all send a haribol towards him.
I zato bih vas sve zamolio da pošaljemo jedan haribol ka njemu.
And with this haribol, please send your best wishes towards his elevation.
I zajedno sa tim haribol, ja bih vas zamolio da pošaljete sve najbolje želje kako bi se on uzdigao.
Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Now we will start our seminar on a serious note. I want to show you a movie which personally has inspired me very much.
I sada ćemo započeti naš seminar jako ozbiljno i na početku bih želela da vam pokažem jedan film koji je mene lično jako inspirisao.
When the eagle turns 40 years of age,
kada orao napuni 40 godina starosti,
he is placed before a unique choice.
Onda se on nalazi pred jedinstvenim izborom.
The choice is, will he die or will he continue to live?
I onda je taj izbor, da li će on ostaviti da živi ili će umreti.
Somehow there's still an atmosphere like in a train station. Please do not speak outside the presentation. We need the full intention.
Još ovdje se još uvijek čuje zvukova kao da se nalazimo na železničkoj stanici. Ja bih vas zamolio jako da ako imate bilo šta da razgovarate što je van ove prezentacije, da onda izađete negdje drugdje.
It's very important that we give full attention to the subject matter, otherwise it will not go into our heart.
I jako je bitno da obratimo punu pažnju na ovu temu, inače ona neće ući u naše srce.
So when the eagle turns 40 years of age, he usually has to die unless and until he flies off to the Rocky Mountains for an important transformation.
I obično kada orao napuni 40 godina, to je vreme kada on mora da napusti ovo telo, osim ako ne ode u Roki planine i onda tamo preživi izvesnu transformaciju.
He has to take off his beak, which has grown too long.
I onda on mora jednostavno da odstrani svoj kljun koji je porastao previše.
And he has to take off his talons, these are the claws, which have also grown too long. Now he can't lend any longer.
I onda također on mora da odstrani te svoje kanđe koje su porasle prevelike.
So he does so by the intelligent eagle does so by flying into the rocky mountains and goes into transformation.
I onda inteligentni orao, on ode na te roke planine i onda preživi transformaciju.
The unintelligent eagle who is afraid of transformation of the heart will die.
A orao koji nije inteligentan i koji se plaši transformacije srca, on će morati da umre.
I feel this is a very good analogy for all of us.
Ja osjećam da to je jako dobra analogija za sve nas.
All of us have an issue in the heart, a need to purify something.
I svi mi, svi imamo stvar u svom srcu, koje treba da pročistimo.
Our personal lesson which we have to learn.
To je naša lična lekcija koju mi moramo da naučimo.
If we do it, then we live a very good Krishna conscious life. If we don't do it, our spiritual life will be compromised.
I ako to učinimo, onda ćemo imati jako divan život svestan Krišne, a ako to ne učinimo, onda ćemo morati da napravimo puno kompromisa.
So let us, this will be the subject matter of my presentation today. Let us now look at the film and see if we can learn something from it.
To će biti tema moje današnje lekcije, a hajdemo sada svi da pogledamo ovaj film i da vidimo da li možemo nešto da naučimo iz njega.
I'm also seeing it for the first time, this film, and I need to go where I can see it.
I ja također ovaj film vidim po prvi put, tako da isto moram da se premestim na mesto odakle ću ga vidjeti.
Into a protective rough crevice. Forcefully pulls out his feathers and claws and pounds off his beak. After several enduring months, his beak, claws, and feathers have grown back. He walks into a new life.
Short enjoyment.
Kratko zadovoljstvo.
I'm sorry, we might need a little bit more darkness to see it very nicely, but I think the subject matter is clear and easy.
Meni je žao jer izgleda nam je potrebno malo više mraka da bismo mi to mogli lepo da vidimo, ali tema ovog filma je očito jasna.
The Bhagavatam encourages all souls to follow the path of Garuda, the eagle carrier of Lord Vishnu.
I Bhagavatam savjetuje svima da slede put Garude, odnosno orla nosioca gospodina Krišna.
Ordinary people are following the way of the flies.
Obični ljudi, oni slede put muva.
They land at many many stations for sense enjoyment.
I takvi ljudi, oni sleću na puno stanica čovom zadovoljstva.
But the devotee should follow the path of Garuda, the path of elevation.
Ali bhakta, on bi trebalo da sledi put Garude, put uzdizanja.
Now in this process, we have to be very, very careful that we can strengthen our spiritual existence.
I u ovom procesu moramo biti jako, jako pažljivi da osnažimo naše duhovno iskustvo.
In the beginning, when we want to become Krishna consciousness, we still have a lot of anattas, or let us say material attachments, which sometimes lead to the situation of the divided self, which we have discussed in this seminar.
I na početku našeg duhovnog razvoja mi imamo još uvek puno anarti ili materialnih vezanosti koji nas dovode do toga da se osjećamo kao podeljena duša.
One part of our personality may still drag us towards material life, whereas the other, the awakened soul, is the inspiring us to go forward and follow the path of the eagle.
Jedan deo naše ličnosti, on nas još uvek vuče ka tom materijalnom životu, a ovaj naš drugi deo, ta naša probuđena duša, ona želi da mi prihvatimo taj put orla.
For instance, one part in us will encourage us to find fault, to make politics, and in this way be like a fly which goes to the human excrement. Hare Krishna.
Naprimjer, jedan deo u nama, on će nas činiti da budemo poput muva, da uvek tražimo greške, da uvek pravimo neke politike i da odnosno poput muve uvek idemo na taj ljudski izmet.
But the other part wants to follow the path of the eagle.
Ali drugi deo nama, on želi da sledi put orla.
Srila Prabhupada has compared this initial struggle of the devotee with a fire which in the beginning is still very much covered with smoke.
I Srila Prabhupada je ovaj početni stadijum u životu bhakte često poredio sa vatrom koja je u svom početnom stadijumu prekrivena dimom.
What do you have to do in order to get a strong fire?
I šta je ono što morate da uradite kako biste dobili jaku vatru?
I think it's clear.
Ja mislim da to je jasno.
You have to strengthen the fire by supplying a lot of firewood to it.
Morate da osnažite vatru tako što ćete je snabdjeti sa puno drva.
In the same way, when you are at the stage of the divided soul, you know, these two sides, and you have to make sure that you strengthen your spiritual fire with a lot of nourishment.
I na isti način, kada ste u tom stanju, kada je vaša duša podeljena, onda jednostavno morate da snabdite svoju vatru sa dosta duhovne hrane.
If you do not strengthen your spiritual fire, or your spiritual, your Krishna consciousness, the smoke of material consciousness will take over and gain the upper hand.
I onda ako ne osnažite svoj duhovni život ili svoju svesnost Krišne, onda će jednostavno taj dim materijalne svesnosti prekriti vašu duhovnu vatru.
Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives us a very good tip how to strengthen our fire.
I Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, on nam daje jako dobar savjet kako možemo da osnažimo našu duhovnu vatru.
He says you have to give spiritual food to your ears.
I on kaže da moramo dati duhovnu hranu našim ušima.
To your eyes.
Našim očima.
And to all of your senses, which are gateways to your experience.
I svim našim drugim čulima koji su poput kapija našeg iskustva.
You must hear a lot about Krishna and about spiritual discussions.
I morate čuti jako puno o Krišni i čuti jako puno duhovnih diskusija.
You must look at the deity and somehow make a photograph of the deity in your heart and carry it.
I morate gledati u božanstva i na neki način napraviti fotografiju božanstva u vašem srcu i onda nositi sa sobom.
The moment you again take mundane sense objects like sounds and tastes into your system, you will strike the smoke.
A onog trenutka kada uzmete te neke materijalne objekte, čula, neke zvukove ili nešto što ćete vidjeti, kada to uzmete, onda ćete jednostavno pojačati taj dim.
Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur says that we have two bodies, not one body.
I Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur, on kaže da imamo dva tela, ne jedno.
A transcendental and a material.
Transcendentalno telo i materijalno telo.
You need to make the decision to regularly feed your the transcendental aspect of your body.
I onda vi morate doneti odluku da redovno hranite taj transcendentalni aspekt vašeg tela.
Some of you look very thin.
I neki od vas izgledaju jako mršavo.
Emaciated.
Izgladnjeno.
Hungry.
Gladno.
Starved.
Kao da skapavate od gladi.
You may have a fat body like an elephant. In India we say very politely a healthy body.
I možete imati veliko telo poput slona ili kako bismo to u Indiji rekli jako zdravo telo.
But you are spiritually starved.
Ali vi ste duhovno izgladnjeni.
Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says those who eat only a little food will derive only a little spiritual satisfaction, a little nourishment, and a slight relief from hunger.
I Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur kaže, oni koji uzimaju malo hrane, onda će oni dobiti malo hranjivih sastojaka, dobit će malo transcendentalnog iskustva.
Similarly, those who perform only a little hearing and chanting about Krishna will attain only a little bhakti, some realization of the Lord, and a very small amount of detachment.
I onda Šila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur kaže da na isti način i osobe koje malo pevaju i slušaju o Krišni, one će dobiti samo malo bhakti, malo transcendentalnog iskustva i samo malo vezanosti za
Krišnu. My dear devotees, don't remain hungry or spiritually starved.
Moji dragi bhakti, nemojte ostati gladni, nemojte umreti od duhovne gladi.
Do not be satisfied with only a little realization.
Nemojte biti zadovoljni samo sa malo realizacije.
And a small amount of detachment.
I sa samo malo odvojenosti.
I was once on a very nice congregational program. I will not tell you in which area of the world it is because then some devotees might feel uncomfortable.
I jednom sam se nalazio na jednom jako lepom kongregacijskom programu, ali neću vam reći gdje je to bilo, zato da ne bih učinio da se neki od vas osjećaju neugodno.
Let us say this congregational program was in Canada.
I hajde da sada kažemo da se taj kongregacijski program održavao u Kanadi.
We went for a spiritual educational trip into the mountains.
I mi smo onda otišli na jedan duhovni edukacijski put u planinu.
At one stage, the devotees had to go to the toilet.
I onda u jednom trenutku bhakti su morali da odu na nuždu.
We requested the bus driver to stop.
I onda smo mi zamolili vozača autobusa da stane.
And he stopped near just before a kiosk. Do you know what is a kiosk? And if we have the same word, dobro.
I onda se vozač autobusa zaustavio baš ispred jednog kioska.
I was immediately rushing out of the bus. And I was increasing the volume of water in nature.
I onda sam ja odmah istrčao iz autobusa i odmah sam se dao na to da povećam količinu vode u prirodi.
Then I came back.
A onda sam se vratio.
And look, and I was in the bus.
I bio sam, došao sam do autobusa.
Everyone was sitting already because we were going to go further.
I svi su već sedeli na svojim mestima zato što smo mi trebali da krenemo dalje.
And almost half of the devotees had purchased from the kiosk.
I onda gotovo polovina bhakta, oni su kupili stvari iz kioska.
I was shocked.
Ja sam bio šokiran.
They had plundered the whole kiosk.
Oni su gotovo obljaškali čitav kiosk.
There were chips burnt in pig fat.
To su bili čips koji je pržen u svinjskoj masti.
Chocolate bars.
Čokoladne štangle.
Made with unacceptable food.
Koje su napravljene sa hranom koja nije prihvatljiva.
And.
I.
There was a Kami newspaper and on the front there was a lady who was not properly dressed.
I tu su bile također i Karmi novine i na naslovnoj strani je bila žena koja nije bila pristojno obučena.
I told to the happy purchaser, Prabhu, no, it's for the weather. Weather forecast.
I onda sam ja rekao srećnom kupcu tih novina, ali Prabhu, a on je rekao, ne, to je zbog vremenske prognoze.
The whole bus was full with wonderful prasadam. And everyone knew it.
I ceo autobus je bio prepun divnim prasadama, svi su to znali.
But they had only a little detachment, these devotees.
Ali svi ti bhakti, oni su imali samo malo odvojenost.
They could not imagine to pass by a kiosk and leave all the good things of life behind.
I oni jednostavno nisu mogli da zamisle da prođu pored kioska i da ostave sve te dobre stvari u životu za sobom.
How can you make advancement when you keep your anchor in the ground, your anchor of sense gratification?
Kako uopšte možete da napravite bilo kakav napredak ako ostavite svoje sidro u zemlji?
If the Hare Krishna movement cannot pass one kiosk, what is the quality of detachment and spiritual value?
Iako Hare Krishna pokret ne može mirno da prođe pored jednog kioska, onda koja je uopšte vrednost takvog duhovnog pokreta?
If we have not learned to say no to these unacceptable kami foods, how will we say no to Maya?
Iako ne naučimo da kažemo ne toj neprihvatljivoj hrani koja dolazi od karmija, kako ćemo onda reći ne Maji?
And why was this the case?
I zašto se to desilo?
Because the devotees may not have been spiritually nourished so well, although they brought some of them brought an impressive amount of kilos to the weight, to the scale.
I to je zato što ti bhakte nisu bili duhovno puni na pravi način, iako su možda imali dosta kilograma.
You know, Canadian devotees have a lot of kilos.
Znate ti kanadski bhakte, oni imaju jako puno kilograma.
Hare Krishna, it was not so far away, by the way.
Ali uzgred, to se nije desilo baš toliko daleko.
So Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur says, my dear devotees, don't remain hungry.
I onda Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur, on kaže, moji dragi bhakte, nemojte da ostanete gladni.
When Vishvamitra, the sage Vashishta was hungry, so hungry that it became a matter of life and death, he even ate the hind leg of a dog.
Kad je, na primjer, mudrac Vasišta, kad je on postao tako gladan, da je to postalo pitanje života i smrti, on je čak pojeo zadnju nogu psa.
So when devotees remain spiritually hungry, they even eat potato chips baked in pig fat. Hare Krishna.
I onda kada bhakte ostanu duhovno gladni, ono što se desi jeste da oni čak jedu i taj krompir, chips koji je pržen u svinjskoj masti.
The Swami is preaching heavy at the moment. Fire was coming from his seat.
I Swami sad propoveda snažno i vatra puklja s njegovog sedišta.
And his audience began to feel the heat.
A njegova publika počinje da osjeća toplinu.
It's a serious subject matter.
Ali to je ozbiljna tema.
Krishna consciousness means we nourish ourselves spiritually.
Svesnost Krishna znači da se brinemo o sebi na duhovni način.
Who of you thinks now of... Anyways, no, I won't go any further in this direction. I could go about 10 or 100 times as heavy. I will now stop here. I want to encourage you to please study in your own study time this very wonderful purport of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. In Sharadashini, it appears as a purport to let us make it more simple. It's on page 300 of the Sharadashini. Page 300.
I sad neću ići dalje u ovom pravcu, mada bih mogao ići i 10 i 100 puta više, ali bi, ono što bih želeo jeste da vas ohrabrim da pogledate sami kako o tome Bhishmana Chakravarti Thakur piše u svom delu Sarartha Dashini na strani 300.
When I was in the hospital, I was forced to look at the TV emission of a very important football play.
I kada sam ja bio u bolnici, onda sam bio prinuđen da pogledam jednu utakmicu jako važnog fudbalskog tima.
How much passion there was.
I tamo je bilo toliko strasti.
I had to see it because my neighbor who had just been implanted with an artificial knee had requested me for 1 hour. We must see this. It's Borussia Dortmund against Bayern FC FKK or something.
I onda ja sam morao to da pogledam taj meč zato što je moj susjed koji ima upravo ugrađeno novo koleno, on me čitavih sat vremena preklinjao: molim te, moramo da pogledamo taj meč, to vam je kao kad bi ovde Zvezda i Partizan igrali.
And finally my compassionate nature made this terrible mistake to say yes, must see this.
I onda najzad moja samilosna priroda napravila grešku i ja sam rekao: u redu, on to mora da vidi.
I remember after 15 minutes of hearing the sound, seeing the colors, I just felt so as if they had put 100 volt on my body, so much passion.
I onda se ja sećam, samo nakon 15 minuta što sam ja to gledao i čuo sve te razne zvukove i video sve te razne boje, ja sam se osjećao kao da su me priključili na 100 volti.
And I began to pray to Krishna, please make my neighbor in the other bed fall asleep, then we can turn off the TV.
I onda sam ja počeo da se molim Krishna, Krishna, molim te, načini da moj susjed zaspi, da onda mogu da isključim TV.
And it worked, he fell asleep and we turned off the TV.
I onda je to upalilo, on je zaspao i ja sam isključio tebe.
But then he started his personal concert.
A onda je on započeo svoj lični koncert.
So, the Bhagavatam explains to us how we can get our spiritual nourishment and how we can increase the spiritual nourishment more and more in our lives.
Šrimad Bhagavatam nam objašnjava kako možemo dobiti tu duhovnu hranu i kako je možemo sve više i više povećavati.
See, when the conditioned soul starts to hear about Krishna, he has only very little attachment to Krishna, but a lot of attachment to the material world.
I kada uslovljena duša tek počne da sluša o Krišni, onda ona ima jako puno vezanosti za ovaj materijalni svet, a jako malo vezanosti za Krišnu.
And in this state, to hear to pure Krishna katha or chant attentive rounds in one sitting, 16 rounds, is sometimes very difficult because of having not enough taste.
I onda u tom trenutku imati iskustvo čiste svesnosti Krišne ili mantrati 16 krugova maha mantra odjednom je jako teško zato što ne postoji nikakav ukus.
When the soul, however, advances and comes to the stage where of nishta, steadiness in devotional service, there will be more attachment for hearing Krishna than there is, more attachment to Krishna than there is attachment to the material world.
Ali kako osoba napreduje i onda dolazi do nivoa koji se zove ništa, odnosno nivo postojanosti u svjesnosti Krišne, onda će ta osoba iskusiti da ima više vezanosti za Krišnu, a manje vezanosti za ovaj materijalni svijet.
And then on the higher levels of devotional service, your material attachment seem to be like past dreams.
A onda na višim nivoima predanog služenja te vaše prošle vezanosti, one te vaše materijalne vezanosti izgledaju kao neki davno sanjani san.
I believe for some of you this is already something which is experienced in their lives.
Ja mislim da za neke od vas ovo iskustvo nešto što su već doživjeli.
If I would request maybe a 10-year-old devotee to think back of the life of sex, drugs and rock and roll, that devotee might think of it like a bad dream, Maharaj. I know I once dreamt this dream, but it doesn't hold any fascination at the moment for me.
I onda ako bi ja zamolio Bhaktu koji je već 10 godina u svjesnosti Krišne da pomisli na svoj prethodni život seksa, droge i rock'n'rolla, onda bi mi on rekao, Maharaj, to je poput nekog lošeg sna i to više nema za mene nikakvu fascinaciju.
You have made advancement.
To je zato što ste napredovali.
Your taste for Krishna has increased and your taste for Maya has decreased.
To je zato što se vaš ukus za Krišnu povećao, a vaš ukus za Maju se smanjio.
You can always measure your advancement by these two yardsticks.
I onda vi vaš svoj napredak možete uvek meriti sa ova dva merača.
The Srimad Bhagavatam gives us a gradual process how we can increase our attachment to Krishna and decrease our detachment to Maya. And I would like to present it for your illumination here.
I onda nam Šimon Bhagavatam daje postepen proces kako možemo da povećamo svoju vezanost za Krišnu, a da smanjimo svoju vezanost za Maju. Ja bih to sada želela da vam izložim.
It says that in this world there is a sword, a mystical sword.
I kaže se da u ovom svetu postoji mač, mistični mač.
By which you can cut this terribly entangling knot of ahankara and karma which binds you to this world.
I onda tim mačem možete da se sečete taj ogromni nenormalni čvor ahankare i karme koji vas vezuje za ovaj svet.
This sword which cuts your prison life is called hearing about Krishna.
I taj mač koji može da uništi vaš zatvorski život jeste slušanje Krišne.
And the scriptures give ample stories or illustrations how someone who has heard only a little about Krishna is saved from the Yamadutas.
I onda Sveti spisi, oni nam daju detaljne priče o tome kako osoba koja je čula samo malo o Krišni, kako je ona spašena od Yamaduta.
That means his karma has been destroyed, cut asunder.
I to znači da je karma takve osobe jednostavno odsečena.
The Bhagavatam, however, recognizes that not everyone has a taste for hearing about Krishna and therefore gives a remedy how we can increase our taste.
Međutim, Šrimad Bhagavatam isto prepoznaje da nemaju svi već razvijen ukus da slušaju o Krišni i onda nam zato daju način na koji možemo da poboljšamo svoj ukus.
The Bhagavatam says you must serve great devotees because by this service your tendency to hear about Krishna and your attraction to hear about Krishna is coming in your heart.
I Šrimad Bhagavatam kaže da mi moramo da služimo velike bhakte zato što kroz takvu službu naša želja da slušamo Krišnu, naša tendencija da slušamo Krišnu će se pojaviti u našem srcu.
The Vedic civilization tricks us into hearing from great devotees by telling us we should all go on to places of pilgrimages like the Ganga.
I onda vedska civilizacija, ona nas jednostavno prevari da čujemo od velikih bhakta tako što nam savjetuje da idemo na mjesta hodočašća, na primjer da idemo do Gange.
Why should we go to the Ganga?
I zašto bi trebalo da odemo do Gange?
The secret idea of the Vedas is because there you will meet saints on the bank of Mother Ganga who engage in kirtan and in chanting.
I tajna ideja svetih spisa jeste ta da ćete onda na obali Gange naći svece koji mantraju i pevaju o svetim spisima.
Now, third step.
A sada treći korak.
If you hear about Krishna, Krishna will become attentive to you.
Ako slušate o Krišni, onda će Krišna početi da obraća pažnju na vas.
And if Krishna becomes attentive to you, he will enter your heart and he will personally take up the role of cleaning your heart from these unwanted desires, the abhadranis.
I onda će Krišna, ako vi želite da slušate o njemu, početi da obraća pažnju na vas i onda će lično doći u vaše srce i on sam će lično početi da čisti vaše srce od svih nepoželjnih stvari.
In Krishna consciousness, what do you think is more important? Your own endeavor or Krishna's pulling force?
I sada šta mislite da je u svjesnosti Krišne važnije? Vaš sobstveni napor ili ta snaga kojom vas Krišna privlači k sebi?
You have fallen into my trap.
Aha, sad ste pali u moju zamku.
This was a rhetorical question which for an unattentive audience elicits one particular answer.
Ovo je bilo samo retoričko pitanje koje za nepažljivu publiku dovodi u tu situaciju da ona izabere jedan od dva odgovora.
Most of the questions asked in our lectures are on that level.
I većina od pitanja koje mi postavljamo na našim lekcijama se nalaze na tom nivou.
They are questions which imply already the answer. You don't need to think about the question.
I to su pitanja koje već samo u sebi sadrže odgovor i vi ne morate da razmišljate odgovor.
First of all, you need to understand what are these two forces.
I pre svega, morate razumjeti šta predstavljaju ove dve snage.
The one force is called Purushakara.
Jedna snaga se zove Purushakara.
Kara. Purushakara. And the other is called Devi Shakti.
A, znači, jedna se zove Purushakara, a druga se zove Devi Shakti.
Purushakara means whatever you can do with your body, whatever you can think with your mind and your intelligence, that you combine, then you'd make an endeavor.
I ova prva stvar, Purushakara, to znači da što god možete da uradite svojim telom ili o čemu god možete da mislite svojim umom, inteligencijom, onda vi to jednostavno kombinujete i napravite neki trud, napor.
This endeavor will never be sufficient to bring you back home, back to Godhead.
I takav napor nikada ne može biti toliko dovoljan da vas odveze da vas odvede nazad kući Bogu.
He who is not empowered with the divine shakti of the Lord will not go to Krishna.
I osoba koja nije opunomoćena od strane božanske energije, ona ne može otići nazad Krishna.
Bhakti is something, my dear devotees, which is given to you by Krishna in the heart.
I bhakti je nešto što sam Krishna daje u vaše srce.
And bhakti is almost, you can imagine, like a person who jumps on an ox cart.
I bhakti je nešto poput osobe koja će skočiti na volovsku zapregu.
Your body and mind would be the ox cart.
I vaše telo i vaš um će predstavljati tu volovsku zapregu.
It can't, without a driver of bhakti, you can't reach to Krishna.
I onda bez vozača koga predstavlja bhakti vi ne možete doći do Krishna.
But bhakti is something which Krishna gives, and bhakti devi knows the way to Krishna.
Ali bhakti devi to je nešto što nam Krishna daje i bhakti devi ona zna put do Krishna.
And when she comes on in your heart, you will know how to go.
I onda kada se ona pojavi u vašem srcu, vi ćete onda znati kako da idete dalje.
She will drive the ox cart of your life, that means your body and mind in the right direction.
I onda će ona voziti tu zapregu vašeg života napred, odnosno guraće vaše telo i um.
Krishna has to give you bhakti so that you can go to Krishna.
Krishna mora da vam da bhakti kako biste mogli da odete kod Krishna.
Or the devotee can give you bhakti.
Ili vam bhakta može dati bhakti.
Sometimes we say we don't want Krishna because Krishna will not come. We just want him. We want bhakti for Krishna.
I onda mi isto kažemo, ja ne želim Krišnu, jer znamo da Krišna neće tek tako doći. Mi kažemo, ja želim bhakti prema Krišni.
Duryodhana had Krishna, but he had no bhakti for Krishna.
Duryodhana, on je imao Krišnu, ali nije imao bhakti za Krišnu.
Hiranyakashipu saw Lord Nrisingadev, but he didn't see him as the supreme personality of God because he had no bhakti for Lord Nrisingadev. He fought.
I Hiranyakashipu, on je isto video gospodina Nrisimhadeva, ali kako nije mogao da ga vidi kao svevišnju božansku ličnost, onda ga nije video, onda je želao s njim da se bori.
Without the strength of bhakti, it's called bhakti bala, you cannot approach Krishna.
I bez snage bhakti, bez onog što se zove bhakti bala, vi jednostavno ne možete da se približite Krishni.
You will remain hidden.
I on će ostati sakriven.
Even if he may stand before you, that's Krishna.
Čak i ako stoji upravo ispred vas, to je Krishna.
Without bhakti you can't see the deities with love and devotion.
I bez bhakti ne možete da vidite ni božanstvo sa ljubavlju i predanošću.
Without bhakti you will feel terrible on this festival.
I bez bhakti vi ćete se osjećati užasno na ovom festivalu.
Bhakti is the key.
Bhakti je ključ.
And it has to be given by Krishna or the devotee.
I taj ključ treba biti dat od Krishna ili od njegovog bhakti.
Now, to whom will Krishna give this bhakti?
I sada, kome će Krishna dati ovu bhakti?
He will give the bhakti to the person whom he sees eager.
On će dati bhakti onoj osobi u kojoj vidi želju.
This eagerness for Krishna is very important. That's the price.
I ta žarka želja da se ima Krishna, to je cena, to je jako bitno.
This little effort needs to be done.
I taj mali trud je ono što treba da se napravi.
So to answer my very, very mafioso question.
I tako da bi se odgovorilo na moje pravo mafijaško pitanje.
To obtain Krishna you need a combination of Krishna's mercy and a little effort you need to show to Krishna that you are wanting this mercy, that you are not indifferent to getting this.
I znači da biste dobili Krishnu, treba vam sa jedne strane Krishnina milost, a sa druge strane treba vam taj mali napor kako biste pokazali Krishni da želite tu njegovu milost, da želite da je dobijete.
I think you all remember how Krishna, how Prabhupada went with his devotees to the Central Park and there were so many ducks. And they fed the ducks with old chapatis.
I ja mislim da se svi vi sećate kako je Šila Prabhupada otišao bi u Central Park u Americi sa svojim baktama i onda bi tamo hranili patke sa starim čapatijima.
I have also been in Central Park and seen these ducks.
I ja sam također bio u tom parku i isto sam vidio te patke.
Quack, 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 quack. And there were many ducks who came to eat that day, but one duck was very eager and he quacked the loudest.
I tog dana tu je bilo jako puno patke koje su došle tu kako bi jele to što smo bacali, ali postoje jedan patak koji je bio onako imao je najveću želju od svih i glasnije kvakao od svih drugih.
And because he was so loud and so eager, he got the most chapatis.
I zato što je on bio tako glasan i zato što imao tako veliku želju, onda on dobio najviše čapatija.
Prabhupada has said, then ask the devotees, who do you think gets the most?
I onda je Prabhupada pitao bhakte, šta mislite, ko dobija najviše?
Who gets the most milost?
Ko dobija najviše milosti?
And then he answered, the one who quacks the loudest.
I onda je on odgovorio, onaj koji kvače najjače.
Dear devotees, let us learn the simple art to quack.
Dragi moji bhakte, hajde da naučimo tu jednostavnu umetnost kvakanja.
But quack from the heart.
Ali kvakanja iz srca.
Kvakanja, kvakanja. You are translating very beautifully today. Kvakanja, huh?
Kvakanja.
from the heart. Show your, just get a little eagerness, and if you have no eagerness, just imagine that you have eagerness.
I onda pokažite tu svoju žarku želju, a ako nemate u sebi tu žarku želju, onda jednostavno zamislite da imate.
Be fascinated with the concept to go back home, back to Godhead.
Budite fascinirani tom činjenicom da možete otići nazad Bogu.
Don't be indifferent.
Nemojte biti ravnodušni.
Little enthusiasm.
Pokažite malo entuzijazma.
Especially outside of the summer camp.
A specijalno kada odete sa letnjeg kampa.
When all of us will be tested.
Onda ćemo svi mi biti testirani.
The day after tomorrow I will play you a song which will make you laugh or make you cry.
Preksutra ja ću vam pustiti jednu pesmu koja će učiniti ili da se smijete ili da plačete.
So the Bhagavatam continues. It said you will attract Krishna if you hear about him.
I onda Bhagavatam nastavlja. On kaže privući ćete Krishnu ako slušate o njemu.
But this attraction must be maintained by regularly listening to the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotees.
Ali ova privlačnost, ona mora biti odražena u životu time što ćete redovno slušati Bhagavatam i što ćete služiti čistom bhaktu.
When almost all your desires have been taken out of your heart by Krishna's mercy, then you will attain nishta.
I onda, kada su Krišnjinu milošću gotovo sve materijalne želje nestale iz vašeg srca, onda ćete vi dostići nivo ništa.
You don't need to be perfect.
Nije potrebno da budete savršeni.
You even, this means you can have still material desires.
Ovdje čak se kaže da još uvijek možete imati materijalnih želja.
As long as you hear and serve.
Dogod čujete, slušate i služite.
Then you can become slowly a nishta bhakta.
Onda polako možete postati nishta bhakta.
At this point, your heart is no longer overpowered by rajas and tamas, which manifests in lust and greed and all these unpalatable feelings.
I onda u tom trenutku vaše srce neće biti preplavljeno rađasom i tamasom koji se manifestuju kao pohlepa, kao požuda i kao sve te druge stvari koje nisu tako prijatne.
You become established on the platform called Shuddha Sattva and then you get this overwhelming God realization.
I onda vi dođete na taj nivo koji se zove Shuddha Sattva i onda možete imati realizaciju Boga.
Something which will enliven you and delight you.
I to je nešto što će vas oživjeti, što će vas oduševiti.
In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita we find the hero Gop Kumar when he meets, sees a little of Krishna for the first time.
I onda u Brihad Bhagavatamriti mi imamo opis glavnog junaka tog dela, Gop Kumara, kada on po prvi put vidi malo od Krišne.
He becomes so overwhelmed that he forgets that he is next to the Yamuna and falls into the Yamuna and Krishna has to, comes and saves him.
On onda postane toliko preplavljen time da on zaboravi da se nalazi na obali Yamune i jednostavno upadne u Yamunu tako da Krišna lično mora da dođe da ga spase.
A good example for someone who hears about the Lord and becomes overwhelmed with God realization is the ancient king Kulashika.
I dobar primjer osobe koja sluša o Krišni i onda postane preplavljena osjećanjima prema Krišni jeste drevni kralj Kulašeka.
Once he listened to a recitation of the Ramayana and they came to the spot where Lord Rama went with an army of monkeys towards Lanka.
I onda je jednom kralj Kulašekar slušao recitovanje Ramajane i onda su u Ramajani došli do tog trenutka kada Rama Čandra kreće prema Šrilanki sa svojim majmunima.
The mighty king jumped up and said, "Armies, follow me, we will come to the help of Lord Rama. What will an army of monkeys do for him?"
I onda je moćni kralj skočio i zavikao je: moja vojsko, krenimo sada u pomoć gospodinu Ramachandire, šta može jedna vojska majmuna da napravi?
The general said, Ishvinity, dear king, this is only the reading of the Ramayana. It happened 1 million years ago.
I onda su vojnici rekli: dragi naš kralju, izvini, ali to je samo recitacija Ramayana, to je nešto što se desilo pre milion godina.
But King Kulashika was on the platform of ecstatic love.
Ali kralj Kulashekar, on je bio na toj platformi ekstatične ljubavi.
He ordered his generals, follow me.
I onda je on naredio svojim generalima: sledite me.
And the whole army marched towards Lanka to come to the help of Rama.
I onda je čitava armija se zaputila ka Lanki kako bi pomogla gospodinu Rami.
They arrived at the ocean.
I onda su oni došli do okeana.
Kulashekar jumped from his horse.
I onda je Kulashekar skočio sa svog konja.
I am coming, Ram.
Dolazim, Ram.
And he ran with his upraised sword into the ocean.
I onda je on krenuo sa dignutim mačem pravo u okean.
The water was knee deep, waist deep, chest deep.
I onda je voda došla prvo do njegovih kolena, onda do njegovog struka, onda do njegovih grudi.
Finally he was under the water.
I onda se on najzad našao pod vodom.
Yes. And he started to drown.
I onda je počeo da se davi.
He was in his full armor.
On je bio pod punim oklopom.
You can't swim, so heavy.
I ne možete da plivate jer je to jako teško.
At that moment, King Kulashekar saw a boat coming over the ocean.
I onda u tom trenutku kralj Kulashekar je video brod koji dolazi okeanom.
The beautiful form of Lord Rama was there, and Sita was there, and Hanuman were there, who came to save the devotee.
I onda se tu nalazio predivni oblik gospodina Rame, i Sita je bila tu, i Hanuman je bio tu, i oni su došli da spase svog baktu.
And Rama picked him up from the ocean and carried him on the beach.
I onda ga je Rama lično uzeo iz vode i onda ga je odnao na plažu.
Kulashekar was electrified by the touch of the Lord.
I onda Kulashekar, on je osjećao kao da ga je struja udarila kada ga je gospodin dodirnuo.
I'm coming, I'm coming!
Dolazim, dolazim!
And he came to the Lord.
I on je došao, gospodin.
A little later, he renounced his kingdom and went to Sri Ranganath.
I nešto kasnije, on je napustio svoje kraljevstvo i otišao u Sri Ranganath.
He served the Lord until he left his body.
I tamo je služio svog gospodina sve dok nije napustio telo.
Yes. He came to the Lord.
On je došao Bogu.
So this overwhelming God realization is hiding in the seed of hearing.
I ta realizacija Boga koja će preploviti osobu se skriva u tom semenu slušanja.
When you come to the Nam Yagya,
kada dođete na Nam Yagya,
like you all have done,
kao što ste uradili,
and chant and hear,
i kada pevate, kada slušate,
you will get a seed in your heart,
onda ćete dobiti semen u svom srcu,
which inside contains bhava or ecstatic love of Krishna, a level on which Krishna will reveal himself to you.
I onda ćete vi dobiti to seme bhave, ekstatične ljubavi prema Krishna, to je nivo na kome će Krishna doći i razotkriti vam se.
It's only a matter of time before this seed will germinate.
I samo je pitanje vremena kada će ovo seme uroditi plodom.
And do you know a secret, a sweet secret?
A da li znate tajnu, slatku tajnu?
You will leave everything behind when you leave your body.
Ostavit ćete sve za sobom kada budete napustili svoje telo.
The only thing which you will take with you are not your Birkenstock shoes, not even your name.
I jedina stvar koju ćete vi poneti sa sobom nisu vaše Birkenstock papuče, nije vaše ime.
Not even your sikha you will take with you, or your um, silver ring around the tongue, the toe.
И оно што нечите понете со собом не е ни ваша сика, не е ни тај сребрни прстен кој се налази на вашем мажном прсту.
You will only take with you the seeds of hearing.
Оно што ќете со собом понети е само то семе слушање.
When you hear properly, the seeds of hearing will also have destroyed your karma.
И онда кога слушате на исправен начин, онда ќе то семе слушање уништити и вашу карму.
See, a normal person takes a huge baggage with him when he leaves this world. That is a rucksack full of karma.
Видите, нормална особа, кога она напушта овој свет, он со собом носи огромен терет, носи огромен руксак карме.
Otherwise he is naked, he only has a rucksack.
Другим речима, он е потпуно го и има само тај руксак.
Rucksack. Rucksack is a Deutsch word. So you know a little German. Du nimmst nur deinen Rucksack mit schlechten Karma mit dir, verstehst du? Hare Krishna. This German language sounds so aggressive.
Ovaj nemački jezik on zvuči tako agresivno.
So the devotee has a rucksack full of seeds of bhava.
A bhakta, on ima ruksak koji je pun semena bhave sa sobom.
It's only a matter of time.
И само е питање времени.
Prabhupada was asked in Hamburg, how long does it take to go back to Godhead?
Prabhupada се питали у Хамбургу колико долго е потребно да особа постане свесна Кришна.
And his very enigmatic answer was enigmatic. You know this word?
И онда е негов енигматичен одговор био.
Enigmatički. Well, I also can say. Yeah. What does it mean? You have to say.
Zagonetni odgovor.
You understand enigmatički? You understand?
We have the same.
It means it's difficult to understand because it has different layers of meaning.
To znači da taj odgovor teško razumeti zato što ima različite nivoe na kome se može razumeti.
His answer was, you can become Krishna consciousness in conscious in one second or not after a million lifetimes.
I onda je njegov odgovor bio, možeš postati svestan Krishne u jednoj sekundi, a isto tako može se desiti da ne postaneš svestan Krishne ni za milion života.
It's up to you when this what you do with this seed.
И то зависи од тебе што ќеш урадити со тим семен.
If you give it water, it will and nourishment like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur told us earlier, you will be very quickly in Krishna consciousness in the level of bhava even.
И ако ти тому семену даш воду и храну, онда ќеш јако брзо бити чак на нивоу баве и бидеш свестен Кришна, како што нам е то Шила Вишванат Чакравати тако рекао.
But if you neglect the systematic cultivation of Shravanam and Kirtanam, it might take millions of years of lives.
Ali ако занемариш то систематско неговање Шраванам и Киртанам, онда то може узети милиони милиони живота.
What means systematic cultivation of Shravanam and Kirtanam?
И што то значи систематско неговање Shravanam и Kirtanam?
It means to do Shravanam and Kirtanam with a nirbanda.
То значи вршити Shravanam и Kirtanam са нирбанда.
Nirbanda means you commit yourself to a regular practice.
И нирбанда то значи да се посветите редовној пракси.
And it also means while you do your practice you meditate about the goal of your practice.
И то такође значи да док обавјате ту своју праксу у исто време медитирате на циљ своје пракси.
I feel many older devotees who have performed Krishna consciousness in the past have not would have profited if they would have known this little word, sarana with nibbanda.
I ja osjećam da mnogi bhakti koji su u prošlosti vršili predano služenje, da oni ne bi napredovali, da nisu znali o tome izvršavanju sadhane sa nirbandom.
Yes. I learned this in the lake of Palić.
A ja sam ovo naučio na jezeru Palić.
I had again an attack of my back problem.
Ja sam opet imao napad tog svog problema sa leđima.
And we were on tour, so I needed to do something to strengthen my back, and I was told, row on the lake of Palić on a rowing boat. That's good for the for that muscle training.
I onda ja sam bio na turneji i kako sam imao taj problem, onda su mi savjetovali da uradim nešto što bi ojačalo moje mišiće i rekli su mi da odim na Palić i da onda tamo veslam kako bi ojačao te mišiće.
I remember Madhva Muni was in my boat also.
Ja se sjećam da je Madhva Muni bio također sa mnom na brodu.
And I just became like a happy child. I rode like anything, but I turned so much in circles.
I ja se onda sjećam da sam ja poput srećnog deteta počela da veslam, ali sam se onda sve vrijeme okretao u krug.
I looked at Madhva Muni and his face was green like this color.
I onda sam ja na kraju pogledao Madhvu, a njegovo lice je bilo zeleno poput ove boje ovdje.
I noticed if I would continue this practice, he would, the pizza would have gone from his stomach.
I onda sam ja znao, ako i dalje budem nastavio sa ovom svojom praksom, pizza iz njegovog stomaka će izletiti napolje.
And he said, can't we go somewhere?
I onda je on rekao, a da li bismo mogli da odemo negdje?
We move in circles.
Mi se okrećemo u krug.
This was all I needed.
I to je bilo sve što mi je bilo potrebno.
I fixed a point, the destination.
Onda sam ja uzeo jednu tašku koju sam odredio za svoj cilj.
And from now on my effort brought us systematically towards our goal in one line.
I onda od tog trenutka moj napor nas je dovodio jednom linijom ka našem cilju.
Many of us are green in the face.
I mnogi od nas su zeleni u licu.
We row in circles.
Zato što veslamo u krug.
Our spiritual efforts don't have a goal which is clear in our mind.
I naši duhovni napori, oni nemaju cilj koji je jasan u našem umu.
We don't have a nirbandamati.
Nemamo taj nirbandamati.
We think everything will happen automatically.
I mislimo da će se sve automatski odigrati.
But automatic will only happen that the material energy will get power over you.
Ali ono što će se desiti automatski jeste da će materijalna energija da dobije moć nad vama.
Krishna consciousness involves the consciousness.
I svesnost Krishne uključuje svesnost.
We are discussing today about the divided soul.
Mi sada razgovaramo o podijeljenoj duši.
Two sides, our conditional side, which is still attracted to Maya, and our spiritual side, which becomes hopefully stronger in Krishna, attracted to Krishna, if we nourish it properly.
Mi znači imamo te dve strane u nama, našu uslovljenu stranu koja je još uvijek privučena sa Majom i imamo tu našu duhovnu stranu koja, nadamo se, postaje snažnija.
I would like to...
Kako je ispravno hranimo duhovno?
I would like to discuss now, only for 5 more minutes, what brings these two sides together? What makes us one? What integrates our personality so that with full strength and not divided strength we can progress.
Ja bih sada u još 5 minuta želela da pričam o tome šta je to što može spojiti te dve naše strane, što ih može integrisati i što nam može pomoći da onda sa punom snagom, a ne samo sa pola snage, idemo napred.
Usually When something is spread out, a strong impulse is required to bring it together.
I obično, kada je energija raspršena, onda je potreban snažan impuls kako bi je fokusirao.
Let us say a devotee who is divided, a young bhakta who is divided.
Uzmimo primjer mladog bhakte koji je podeljen.
One day you see him in red, holy, red hot chili pepper concert, the other day you see him dancing in the kirtan.
Jednog dana vidite ga na koncertu Red Hot Chili Peppers, a drugog dana vidite ga kako peva u kirtanu.
He has equal affection for both.
I on ima podjednaku privrženost kao obe stvari.
Sometimes a little bit more for this side, then a little bit more for that side, according to what he just nourishes.
I onda se dešava da u nekom trenutku ima malo više privrženosti za jednu stranu, u drugom trenutku za ovu drugu stranu, u zavisnosti od toga šta je ono što on hrani.
What brings him together?
I šta je ono što će ga dovesti da spoji te svoje dve strane?
A strong impulse.
Da snažni impuls.
When you switch on the TV,
kada uključite TV,
it goes like, there is this black and white, I think are they called electrons or what, they're dancing on the screen.
I onda kada uključite TV, onda se pojave ti mali impulsi koji igraju po televizoru, po ekranu.
You can't see a clear picture.
Tako da ne možete da vidite jasnu sliku.
You see hundreds of unclear pictures.
I onda vidite stotine nejasnih slika.
These little black and white dots dancing on the screen.
Vidite tih puno malih crnih i belih tačaka koji igraju po ekranu.
But the moment the electrical impulse, the TV emission is there in the TV, it comes together and you see a clear picture, let us say a mountain or something.
Ali u trenu kada taj električni impuls dođe, ta emisija, električni impuls dođe, onda vi imate jasnu sliku.
So you require an excitement in devotional service, an impulse.
Tako da vam je u duhovnom životu potrebno nešto što će vas uzbuditi, potrebama je neki podsticaj.
To come together you require the impulse of shraddha, of faith.
Da biste spojili te dve strane, potreban vam je podsticaj shraddhe ili vere.
This devotional feeling will reinfuse a willingness into you, even when the thing which is most disturbing to you is still present.
I to osjećanje predanosti će osnažiti vašu volju čak i kada je prisutna ona stvar koja vas najviše uznemirava.
When you, for instance, lead a life which is unacceptable because it's so full of compromises for you, when you get this impulse of faith, it all comes together.
Na primjer, kada vodite život koji je neprikladan, zato što imate tako puno podeljenosti, onda ćete dobiti taj impuls i sve će se promeniti.
Let me give you an example from psychology.
Sada ću vam navesti jedan primjer iz psihologije.
Have you ever tried to remember a name?
Da li ste ikada pokušali da se setite imena?
What's your name again? Oh, probably I know you. It's long, long ago.
Oh, Prabhu, kako beše tvoje ime? Ja te znam od davno, davno.
And have you noticed how you just can't remember and can't remember?
I da li ste onda primetili kako nikako ne možete da se setite?
But after a few hours, all of a sudden you say, see the same person and you say, Rishabha!
Ali onda nakon nekoliko sati vi vidite opet tu istu osobu i onda kažete Rishabha!
What made you remember the name?
I šta je to što je učinilo da se setite imena?
It's called subconscious incubation.
I to je nešto što se zove podsvesna inkubacija.
It's simple. Your subconscious mind worked on that task.
I to je jako jednostavno. Znači, vaš podsvesni on je radio na tom zadatku.
And all of a sudden from there,
came.
The name came.
I onda iznenada odatle se pojavilo ime.
Or let us take an example from playing an instrument.
Ili hajde da sad uzmemo primjer sviranja instrumenta.
Who of you plays an instrument, even if it's a flute?
Ko od vas svira neki instrument, čak i da je to u pitanju flauta?
Vidanga. I think most of you play your voices.
Mislim da većina od vas svira vašim glasovima.
Instrument.
To je također instrument.
Now in training somebody to become a musician, the teacher knows if he just continues to say or trains him, the student will not learn it.
I onda učitelj koji trenira osobu da postane muzičar, on zna da ako nastavi stalno toj osobi da kaže afis, afis, onda ta osoba nikad neće postati muzičar.
The good music teacher will say, stop trying for a moment, it will come by itself.
I onda će dobar učitelj, on će reći, za trenutak pokušaj da prestaneš da dobiješ taj zvuk, on će doći sam od sebe.
I know this when I trained to play violin.
I ja ovo znam zato što sam ja bio podučavan da naučim da sviram violin.
I went so much in a grish, you know, in a spasm, trying to play this foolish instrument.
I ja sam onda čak bio sve vreme u grču kako bi naučio da sviram taj budalast instrument.
The teacher said, stop.
I onda mu učitelj rekao, stan.
It will come by itself. Don't force it.
To će doći samo od sebe. Nemoj to da pritiskaš, da forsiraš.
It will come from another place than your own endeavor and your conscious effort.
To će doći iz nekog drugog izvora, a ne od tog tvog svesnog napora.
On athlete.
Ili, na primjer, imamo atletu.
In Yugoslavia, in this part of the world, we know baseball. You are a very good baseball player.
Znači, imamo, u ovom delu sveta imamo jako dobre igrače košarke.
A good baseball player will train and train, but then at one stage, the game has to come to him.
Znači, izvinjavam se, nije u pitanju košarka, nego bejsbol. I znači, taj igrač bejsbola, on zna da će u jednom trenutku lopta doći do njega.
He will lose himself in the game.
I on zna da će se on izgubiti u toj igri.
He somehow clung from another place, he will all of a sudden know how it works.
I on zna da će odjedan put sa nekog drugog mesta doći to znanje kako da se on ponaša u igri.
And without this, an athlete is not an athlete and a musician is not a musician.
I bez toga sportista nije sportista, a muzičar nije muzičar.
So as a devotee you can similarly endeavor and endeavor and endeavor, but if you don't get that spark from Krishna, you will not take off.
I slično tome, kao bhakta, možete da se trudite i trudite i trudite, ali ako ne dobijete tu iskricu od Krišne, onda je sve uzalud.
In mundane life, these are cerebral functions which take place in the unconscious part of your psyche and then erupt into consciousness.
I znači u svetlovnom životu to su neke cerebralne funkcije koje se odigravaju na podsvesnom nivou vašeg uma i onda one samo dođu na površinu.
And then you know all the answers in the test.
I onda znate sve odgovore kada radite test.
It's almost like in a pond of water where due to fermentation there is some air contained on the bottom of the pond and it becomes released and comes on the surface.
I to je poput toga kao da imate neki rezervoar vode i onda se na njegovom dnu nalazi vazduh koji u jednom trenutku dođe na površinu.
These are all examples.
A to su sve primjeri.
What does it mean for us?
Šta to znači za nas?
You can try and try.
Možete da pokušavate i da pokušavate.
But ultimately you have to stop trying on your own.
Ali na kraju krajeva morate da prestanete da pokušavate svojom sopstvenom snagom.
You have to say, my Lord, I have tried whatever I could.
I morate da kažete, moj dragi gospodine, ja sam pokušao sve što sam mogao.
Now I leave the matter to you.
A sada prepuštam stvar tebi.
Please help.
Molim te, pomozi mi.
Without this surrender to Krishna, your bhakti will be theoretical.
I bez takvog predavanja Krishna, vaša bhakti će biti samo teorija.
Without the art of surrender, you won't play the instrument of your body and the mind.
I bez te umjernosti predavanja Krišne, nećete moći da svirate instrument svog uma i tela.
Without the art of resigning yourself to Krishna, you will not remember the right name.
Bez te umjetnosti da se prepustite Krišne, nećete biti u stanju da se setite pravog imena.
Your chanting of Hare Krishna will be the name without the bhakti spirit.
I vaše mantranje svetog imena bit će samo ime bez pravog duha.
So in tomorrow's session, tomorrow is Ratha Yatra, but on Saturday we will have our last session, and there I will discuss this art of surrender as the ultimate cure for the divided soul.
Znači sutra imamo Ratha Yatru, a onda ćemo preksutra imati posljednju lekciju u okviru ovog seminara i onda ću ja tada govoriti o predavanju kao konačnom leku za podeljenu dušu.
The art of surrender will lead the Lord to give you that spark.
I ta umetnost predavanja dovešće gospodina do toga da vam da tu iskricu.
So that you can remember his name.
Tako da možete da se setite njegovog imena.
Sing for him.
Možete da pevate za njega.
And gracefully, maybe not athletically, but gracefully dance in your life for his pleasure.
I da možete sa gracioznošću, možda ne baš jako atletski, da igrate za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
It will give you that touch of spirituality.
I to će vam donati taj dodir duhovnosti.
And tomorrow we will really hear, the day after tomorrow, we will hear a hero in the art of surrender who was totally confused at the beginning, really overwhelmed by the symptoms of the divided soul, so much so that he cried.
I onda ćemo preksutra čuti o heroju predavanja koji je na početku bio toliko zbunjen i toliko mu je duša bila podeljena da je on plakao.
And we will hear five things which happened to him psychologically so that he could surrender.
I onda ćemo mi čuti o pet stvari koje su mu se desile na psihološkom nivou tako da je on mogao da se preda.
We speak here about the transformation of the heart, which is not something which you can learn in the self-improvement new age schools.
I mi ovdje govorimo o transformaciji srca i to nije nešto što možete da naučite u tim new age školama koje govore o samom poboljšanju.
We speak about a spiritual science.
Mi onda govorimo o duhovnoj nauci,
which attracts divine strengths,
koja privlači Božiju snagu.
Let me now summarize this session in two sentences.
Sada bih želeo da sumiram čitavo ovo izlaganje u dve rečenice.
The first part was dealing about strengthening our soul through spiritual nourishment.
U prvom delu smo govorili o tome kako da osnažimo našu dušu kroz duhovnu hranu.
And the second part attempted to explain that ultimately the mercy of Lord Krishna which in Mannheim psychology, or let me say, in the second part of the seminar, attempted to explain from where the impulse has to come to bring the divided self together.
A drugi deo naše lekcije je pokušao da nam objasni odakle treba da dođe taj impuls kako bi podeljena duša opet mogla da se ujedini.
The impulse to remember and to serve.
Znači taj impuls, taj posticaj da se mi sećamo i da služimo.
It's not a subconscious incubation.
I to nije neka podsvesna inkubacija.
It is something much more divine that will be discussed tomorrow.
I to je nešto što je mnogo više božanske prirode. I o tome ćemo razgovarati preksutra.
We have now 15 minutes for questions.
I sad imamo 15 minuta za pitanje.
When you ask your questions, make sure that it is a relevant question.
I kada postavljate svoja pitanja, molim vas da budete sigurni da su to značajna, bitna pitanja.
I will try to make sure that it's a relevant answer. I will do my best.
A ja ću se pobrinuti za to da i odgovor bude isto tako značajan.
Krishna, Krishna. Patrick has the first question, Govindanandan the second, and Philip the third. Okay, Patrick. You will have a microphone.
You were mentioning that the pulling force of Krishna and the mercy is the most important. And the endeavor is also there and necessary. But I just wonder now how we see in ourselves if the endeavor is too much for ourselves, or if we trust too much our own endeavor, and how we can see this in ourselves, what symptoms are there in our spiritual practice.
Ti si govorio o tome kako je jako bitna ta Krišnina, znači moć koja nas on privlači, a s druge strane imamo i naš sobstveni napor. Kako onda možemo da vidimo sebe ako položimo previše snage u sobstveni napor i kako možemo da proverimo gde smo?
When you make the right endeavor, which is appropriate to your level of advancement, you will most properly activate a force which will come to your help.
Kada praviš ispravan napor koji je prikladan sa tvojim nivom napretka, onda ćeš najverovatnije da privučeš silu, moć koja će ti pomoći.
It's called dharma.
I to se zove dharma.
When you do the appropriate endeavor, your dharma will come to your help.
Kada praviš prikladan napor, onda će tvoja dharma doći tebi u pomoć.
This can mean one of two things.
I to može da znači jednu od dve stvari.
You succeed or you fail.
Ili ćeš uspeti, ili ćeš biti bezuspešan.
But even when a dharmic person who performs his dharma is unsuccessful in his endeavor, he will feel rightly situated.
Ali čak i osoba koja sprovodi svoju dharmu i onda je neuspešna u tim svojim naporima, ona će se osjećati pravilno, na pravilnom mjestu, pravilno situirano.
No problem, but he is not getting the results he wanted.
I nema nikakvog problema što osoba ne dobije rezultate koje je želela.
He is filled with an inner satisfaction.
Ona je ispunjena tim unutrašnjim zadovoljstvom.
Govindanandan.
How can we become empowered spiritually? Kako možemo biti duhovno, postati duhovno opunomoćeni?
If you want electricity, you have to go to the plug.
Ako želiš struju, onda moraš da odeš do utikača.
If you wish to get spiritually empowered, you have to go to the places where the empowerment can be given from.
I ako želiš da budeš duhovno opunomoćen, onda moraš da odeš do onih mesta sa kojih možeš da dobiješ to opunomoćenje.
These are devotees.
To su bhakte.
Spiritual practice.
Duhovna praksa.
And satisfying Krishna and the devotees with your activity.
I to što ćeš zadovoljiti Krishnu i bhakte svojim naporom.
If you satisfy or please Krishna and the devotees, you will get the power of blessings.
Ako zadovoljiš Krishnu i bhakte, onda ćeš dobiti tu moć njihovih blagoslova.
And there's nothing, there's no power or empowerment which is stronger than the power of blessings.
I ne postoji moć koja je snažnija od moći blagoslova.
Philip.
Can I have a question?
Yes.
Ne znam baš kako neko pitanje. Jeste, je li to znači da osoba koja nam provodi ljubav prema Krišni, da je to naša, da je to naša guru, naša duhovna?
Does that mean that the person who awakens in us love for God, that this person is our guru?
Prabhupada said so.
Prabhupada je tako rekao.
When John Lennon, that is a person who knew to play a little on the piano, asked Prabhupada how to recognize one's guru, Prabhupada said, he is your guru who makes you attracted to Krishna.
I kada je John Lennon, osoba koja je pomalo znala da svira na klaviru, pitao Šila Prabhupada kako osoba može prepoznati svog duhovnog učitelja, onda Šila Prabhupada odgovorio da je to ona osoba koja u tebi probudi privlačnost prema Krišni.
There's a song which says, O Vaishnava Thakura.
I onda je tu pesma koja kaže, O Vaishnava Thakura.
You have Krishna in your heart.
Ti imaš Krišnu u svom srcu.
Please give me Krishna.
Molim te, daj mi Krishna.
I run after you.
Ja trčim za tobom.
Please give me Krishna.
Molim te, daj mi Krishna.
Once Prabhupada was asked, does the super soul always stand in the heart? It must be a little tiring.
Jedno sam pitala Šila Prabhupada, pa na duša uvek stoji u srcu, to mora da malo umorno.
And he said, a moment.
I on je rekao, samo jedan trenutak.
Just now he's resting.
Upravo sad se odmara.
Srila Prabhupada would never say this in a sensational way.
I Srila Prabhupada nikada ovo ne bi rekao na neki način, kao da je to neka senzacija.
He is not like this to make a good spiritual joke or to attract someone by an overstatement that is saying something he has not realized.
I on nije takav da bi pravio takve duhovne šale ili da bi toliko preveličavao nešto što nije realizovao.
No, in his heart is Krishna.
Ne, u njegovom srcu je Krishna.
So, yes, the spiritual master is the one who can give us Krishna.
Da, duhovni učitelj je ona osoba koja nam može dati Krishna.
This is not very mystical always.
I to nije uvek tako mistično.
He engages us.
On nas jednostavno zaokupi službu.
He gives us that seed of the spiritual practice.
I on
and explains it to us how to cultivate this.
I onda on nam da to seme duhovne prakse i onda on nas vodi u tom duhovnom životu.
And from these, especially these five important practices of bhakti, direct Krishna realization comes.
I onda specijalno iz tih pet praksi bhakti, iz njih se može pojaviti Krishna.
If you want to get the most from a guru,
ako želite da dobijete najviše moguće od svog guru,
ask him how to make your spiritual practice work.
onda ga pitajte kako da učinite da vaša duhovna praksa profunkcioniše.
You can also ask him how to make your marriage work.
Možete isto tako da ga pitate i kako vaš brak da funkcioniše.
But then you don't get his real values, valuable things.
Ali onda ne dobijete zaista ono što on ima neprocjenjivo.
Oh, my wristwatch has again stopped. I always have 6:45. Is oh, this is mystical. I mean, not mystical. I have forgotten to wind my wristwatch off because I'm so useless. It's all right. So I want three questions we had. Next time you will also, there will be three questions. Think very careful because now we have 7:30. I would love to now announce to you our most beautiful evening program.
I sljedeći put isto ćete imati tri pitanja, zato razmislite jako duboko, a ono što bih sada želao jeste da najavim ovaj predivan večernji program koji nas očekuje.
We have